There's more evidence about the potentially harmful effects of nanoparticles contained in big brands on supermarket shelves. Researchers at Sydney University have found that the whitening agent titanium dioxide affects bacteria in the gut and could trigger serious diseases, including colorectal cancer. But the Australian Food Regulator says there's no evidence of health risks from the additive that's often used in lollies. Lexi Metherill reports.
Titanium dioxide has no nutritional or preservative value, but it's cheap and makes food bright white. Products that contain it include popular brands of confectionery with hard shells, chewing gum and medicines. Associate Professor at the University of Sydney, Wojciech Szanowski, is concerned it's harming us.
The amount which we consume is really big. If you consider single lolly, it contains actually really large number of nanoparticles.
Titanium dioxide is a nanoparticle, meaning it's thousands of times smaller than a strand of hair. It's described as colouring 171 on food packaging. New research from Professor Szanowski says it changes the activity of bacteria in the gut, potentially triggering conditions including inflammatory bowel disease and colorectal cancer.
Unfortunately, there is increasing evidence that nanoparticles affect our body, how it functions, and the body of the literature is growing and growing and growing.
The French government is concerned about the risks and has announced a ban on food containing titanium dioxide from next year. The Australian Food Regulator says it monitors the issue of nanotechnologies closely. In a statement, Food Standards Australia New Zealand says,
titanium dioxide is a food additive which is approved internationally in a range of food products and has been used safely for decades. In 2015, Food Standards Australia New Zealand commissioned a review of the safety of titanium dioxide, which found there is no evidence of health risks from consumption of the food-grade material.
That's in line with the view of the European Food Safety Authority. But European consumer advocates say there's too much uncertainty and they want titanium dioxide banned across the continent.
Especially because this additive is not even really needed, it brings no benefit, it has no added bad value for the consumers, so we are asking them to take action to protect the guests of consumers.
Camille Perrin is from the European Consumer Organisation.
Many products containing this additive are sweets, confectionery, which are very often eaten by children, by teenagers, by young consumers, so it's very important to protect their health.
Professor Szanowski says consumers shouldn't panic, but they should be aware.
Our body is really well prepared to cope with this kind of invasions. The problem is that we are overexposed, and this is more as a call for the conversation with the government, with the regulatory bodies, to look on the regulations again.
Food Standards says it will review the latest study.
Lexi Metherill reporting then.